Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We're back, baby.
How are you, Matt?
I'm all right. Welcome to Lads to Dads.
For season four, are we series? What are we?
Well, we're English, so we'll go series, but let's just cater to our American viewers and say season.
Season. I like that covered all bases. Season four, back with a bang. You're back from working away. I'm back from... I'm just back. Matt, how are you? You well?
I am fantastic, mate.
What is it like being back on the English soil?
Really good.
You've been
really
away good. For... Where have you been? You've been up in... well, I've asked the question and tried to answer it, so I'm going to let you answer it.
The north of Scotland I have been.
Yeah? What have you been doing up there then?
Just braving snow showers. Actually, not very much.
No. So work was fun there?
Well, it was fun.
I gather you got straight back when your shift had finished after those 6 weeks. Bosh. Straight back to your daughter, I believe, was that?
Or? Oh, yeah, straight. Well, you know, I picked her up when time suited mother. Mm-hmm. And it was, it was good. It's good. All right. Yeah, it was just back into that parenting thing.
Yeah, just what you wanted.
Yeah, and to be honest, I did miss her. It was, you know, it was good. I enjoyed it.
So, yeah, we had a little break, a couple of weeks off. We had, basically get our thoughts back together and how we're going to attack season four. And basically season four is the fuck it, we're having it season, aren't we?
Yeah.
Cancel culture, is it? I don't think so.
Yeah, this is the season where we've decided that, oh, actually, we should mention this. I can see on the screen.
I've just got some red tape.
Ben's pulling some red tape off his legs because...
Off my calves, everyone, because I've signed up for a triathlon.
Yeah, so Ben, we met up, didn't we, the other day with the kids?
So, yeah, basically, as previous episodes, being clean, being sober, and wanting to better myself, I need to, for my mental health, really, is to get in a good mind, you know, get a good set of mind.
Yeah.
A mindset, some would say.
Yeah.
And I've said in previous podcasts, I need something to look forward. I need something to achieve. I need something to, because like I used to do a lot of boxing, kickboxing, and fighting and stuff like that, I used to... be on like a regime, a schedule, training, trying to cut weight, do this, and then compete and stuff like that. But, you know, 31 now, got a couple of kids, can't go out training every night of the week. So I've set myself a goal, and I said I was going to do a triathlon. And what have I done, Matt? What have I signed up for?
Well, a triathlon, but what seems to appear to happen is once you turn 31, you get injured immediately.
I don't know what the fuck's happened.
Of any exercise.
Well, I've seen a physiotherapist.
Yep.
She said that my legs are, like, fucked.
Yeah.
So, basically, what happened was you went away, and I had no one to hang around with, no one to talk to.
Yeah.
So, the triathlon was signed up, so I was like, well, I better get into it. So, in the month of April, we're in April, the month of March,
yeah,
I've done 92 kilometres running.
Right.
So, I got that under my belt.
Yeah.
Which, you know, started to lose some weight, started to feel good.
You look good. You look good.
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
I've got mirrors in my fucking house.
Yeah. You don't need me to tell you.
I'm not looking for confidence.
This is Instagram. No. Like, you don't need me to comment on how great you look.
If this was an Instagram post, I'd have about 4,000 comments.
Well, this is what we were talking about a second ago, weren't we? Sorry to interrupt, but I've just realised I went off on a tangent before we'd finished what we were saying.
That's not like us.
No, this season series, we're going to get real, aren't we? I mean, we are real anyway when it comes to parenting, I hope, but We're going to start getting real about the world as well.
Not
right?
just parenting, but life.
Yeah.
Life, how we grow up, things that we like to do, things that some people think, do you know what? I can see people getting cancelled for that. I'm not having that. I'm not getting cancelled.
We do what we want.
We are now gonna
behave this whole season. I'm not saying we're gonna be like doing things to like hurt or offend people or anything like that.
We're not gonna like get like fucking what's it called pillowcases on our heads and get a couple of horses.
No. What we're saying is we're gonna treat this like it's the 90s.
Yeah.
We're gonna act like we would in the 90s and just say what we want. And not worry about somebody on Twitter.
If that's all right with all the listeners.
Yeah, if that's all right with you and you, everything's okay and you don't.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, just tell us and we'll take it down.
But it's just about time we just started speaking our minds.
Yeah, because I think as well, like, a lot of our listeners who we, you know, we get a lot of like comments, a lot of messages here and there. You know, they like the realness.
And I'm sure as soon as I start editing this episode, I'll edit every single thing out and flap it.
Yeah, absolutely bottle it. Ring me up, Ben.
Yeah, I've had to delete
that
again.
I've had to delete this.
I think it's about time we start being there. But so, yeah, again, I mean, that brings already was just saying Instagram. Do we always need to put pictures of ourselves on Instagram so people say?
I don't think we put enough. I don't think we put enough on our Instagram, really, because a lot of our Instagram is like.
Trying to be motivating.
Get people in the right. Because obviously, like, we both struggled with mental health and. You know, especially like depression.
Yeah.
And a bit of motivation can set you up for the whole day. So we do like to do that.
Yeah.
But also, let's have it right.
Yeah.
Our podcast is a comedy podcast. We're a comedy parenting podcast.
Yeah.
I've said it before and I say it again. We're like Swiss Army knife. We've got all areas covered.
And we do some funny things together, don't we? That we don't really share with
the
viewers.
That time we had sex with that goat.
I remember. And there was Peter and all the other animal organisations kicking off. And we were just...
Peter?
Yeah, Peter. It says...
Oh, Petter.
Petter, if you want to pronounce it like that, yeah.
Where is it, Pete? Oh, I couldn't give a fuck, really.
I don't know. But, yeah, so
yeah, well, should we go back to what I was talking about? About me.
Yeah, yeah.
It was about
sorry.
Me. previous episodes talked about doing a triathlon. I'll speed this up. I've had an alpha brain, so I'm buzzing. I've signed up for a triathlon.
Yep.
You were away, so I've had nothing else to do except get fit, start getting fit. I'm doing 5K now in under 24, 23 minutes. My best is like 22:45. And, I checked in on like Google World Records. I'm fucking miles off.
Yeah.
Quick as like 13 minutes. I was like, you've done that on a fucking moped.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to get that. So my mate and I, he was telling, no, don't worry, you're still my main mate.
Which mate is this?
You know, Nick.
Yeah.
Nasty Nick.
Yeah.
He, hold on a minute. I've just got to pull this last little there. So basically, yeah, the reason for that squeal there is I've got some tape on my calves because I've got dodgy calves because I've done a lot of running. But I've done all this running. I got into the frame of like, should we do a triathlon? And I said about it. It's like, fuck it. Once I've said it, I've got to do it. So I've signed up. So I bought myself a road bike.
Right.
May as well. I've just got bummed by a load of blokes because my ass is in bits.
I bet.
Literally. I can't, like, I sit on the bike. The first time I got, I've never ridden a road bike before.
Yeah.
And it's different.
Yeah.
You're flying down the roads. I did about 20 kilometers on my first ride.
Yeah.
And I felt like I'd been bummed all night.
Right.
Absolutely just pulverized. Like a scene out of Brazzers.
Yeah.
And do you know what Brazzers is?
I don't know what that is.
So anyway, I got the bike. I thought, I've done X amount of miles on this. I'm in my head, I'm 22, fit as fuck.
Mm.
Go out for a run, halfway up the road, bosh, calf's gone.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll leave it a day. Went and played football, bosh, calf's gone. So I had to go to the physiotherapist, said my legs are fucked.
Mm.
So I'm having to take it a bit gentlier at the moment. So coming to terms being an old man.
What does a physiotherapist do exactly?
If you pay them enough, anything you want.
So what are they, what's their like, when you go and see them, what do they do for you?
Well, she's a friend of mine. Well, she's a...
Right.
She's a friend of my husband's. My husband? Her husband's my mate.
Right.
And she sorted me out before. She did an acupuncture on my legs and all that shit.
Yeah.
But I told her my legs were fucked. And she said, well, what's caused it? And I said, I've been doing a lot of running. And she said, oh, you might have, you know, you're getting older now, Ben.
Yeah.
So I was like, fucking what?
Yeah, I haven't paid you to bring my morale down.
Yeah, I haven't paid to see my birth certificate.
Yeah.
But I know my fucking age. I know what my body's capable of. I just need you to tweak me and fine tune it.
Yeah.
So she started rubbing my calves and she was going, right, fucking hell, they are tight.
And just a quick question.
Which I thought.
This lady who's rubbing your calves and giving you these massages, is this a Thai lady?
No, she's not.
Okay.
She was tied up.
Okay.
It was quite an odd thing because I was just laying on their, like, not on their kitchen table. Like, I'm not a fucking, she had her own table, but yeah. I was laid in their kitchen on a table.
So I'm just picturing this. You went round to your friend's wife's house, and she rubbed you up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
With a load of oil.
Yeah.
While her husband was in the next room.
Okay.
Paint the picture.
I am painting
filth, absolute filth.
Yeah.
And the groans, I was,
Yeah.
No, not that hard.
Right. Okay.
Oh.
Fruit ball.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Ah, not that. That's the wrong bit.
Yeah. Khakis, fruit ball.
Yeah.
pamper grass outside.
Pamper grass?
Is it called pamper samper? Samper grass? It's that one outside my house it's a code. Did you know that?
No.
So, you know, if you see, like, it's the long grass with the white bits at the top. Do you know what I mean?
The fuck are you going on about?
Right, so if you get the grass, it's like a real long stalks and they've got, like, white stuff on them.
Oh, right, yeah.
You'll see them everywhere, yeah. Fluffy shit. That's mean swingers. That's like people plant that outside their house and
so
it's swingers.
That just means swinger. That's not nature.
No. But you got to get them from a garden centre specifically, and if you put them outside your house,
it means what? You can just turn up and fuck their wife.
Swingers, it's code. Yeah.
No invitation needed.
No, you just walk in.
So if I drove round someone's house with them in and knock on the door, and just I could pump their wife.
As long as you present your own wife as a gift.
Here, have my wife, and the guys there are like, what the fuck? And I just go in there and
you don't say anything, you just point to the grass outside and carry on you're doing.
And then he just lets me shag his wife.
That's apparently so. That's what I've read somewhere.
Guess what me and Ellie are doing at the fucking weekend then.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Yeah, that's...
So yeah, she sorted my legs out. She said she put this red tape on it, this kinesthetic tape, which meant to help the blood flow going in it.
Mm.
And she was like, normally leave him on for like a day or two. She's like, but, you know, you get a bit on a bit. I'll probably leave it on for as long as you can. And I was like, again, what? I'm not getting that fucking old. So that's only like, if anything's made it worse, because I'm now motivated to get back in further shape, but I'm probably going to do myself more damage, Matt.
You know, I'm a bit of a pessimist. I can be a bit of a pessimistic Yorkshireman, but what I'm seeing on the back of your legs is masking tape, and I feel like she's maybe sold you some mask. How in the world does tape increase the blood flow to your legs? Has she... Like, I think she's pulled your pants down now.
Well,
mate,
I think, you know, we've done a few podcasts with a couple of, you know, coaches, you know, stuff like that. So why don't you just fucking ask them?
That sounds like the response of somebody who doesn't know the answer and they've been sold masking tape.
My Google won't load up. Yeah. But speaking of sports, of like gym stuff.
Can I just...
Hold on. No, you can't. Yeah.
All right, go on.
Speaking of like the gym stuff. We've got a mutual friend who has a clothing gym wear company.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And they're called Lone Wolf Apparel. They're two servicemen, so they're in the Navy together. And Chris used to train with me years and years ago when we were young, wild and free.
Yeah.
He's got some great, you know, he's come a long way when we started training me. He's in great shape now. He's in the Navy. And they've got their clothing line called Lone Wolf Apparel.
Do you know what's good about it as well?
What's that then?
One, they're in the military, so it's going to be efficient. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be any corners cut on that.
No, it's not.
Two,
yep.
The guy's ripped, right? You can tell he does his fitness a lot, right? Not that I've been checking out his body shape or anything. I'm just saying it's obvious the lad knows what he's doing.
Absolutely.
So he's not going to be like creating something that's rubbish. He's
tried and tested, that young man.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
But he's, so what he's done is, you know, I've bought a couple of things for him. I've got some like joggers, I've bought some like top. And I tell you what, like, you know, for what you get and for the price, boss, really good stuff.
You go.
And they are, you know, they're selling out quick. A lot of stuff's getting bought.
Yeah.
So for the listeners out there who want to, you know, check out their Instagram, Lone Wolf Apparel or Lone Wolf Clothing Limited, I believe.
Yeah.
If not, give us a DM and we, you know, we can direct you in the right direction. We've got a discount code for 10% off for our listeners. Yeah. So if you do go on their website, make a purchase, make sure you use the discount code of DADS10, all capitals.
That's 10.
Yeah, again, another joke at me and you getting old. But yeah, it's fine. He can, you know, it's fine. Mm. But yeah, check them out, guys. Lone Wolf Apparel. Enjoy that. But yeah. Matt.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Just before I said that, I could see you were itching to say something. Fucking talk to me.
Yeah, I was just saying I've got the inside of my hand is really sore at the moment. Do you want to know
inside
why?
Of your palm?
The inside of my palm is quite sore. Oh,
well, like a friction? What?
Like a friction, Ben.
Can I ask why?
Went to the driving range today, didn't I?
Oh, God. So let's have this right. Well, I hope you took some golf clubs.
I did.
Turn up in your Mercedes. Well, this isn't what I thought it meant to be.
Well, actually, it was a bit of an embarrassment because obviously, you know my feelings about golf. We've talked about it before.
This is the thing. Like, you slagged it fucking to high heaven.
Yeah, and it was exactly everything that I imagined. I turned up and I had some light blue jeans on, a fucking flannel shirt. Well, I want a flannel shirt. I'm not that bad. But just a T-shirt, really. And an embarrassing face mask that I had to purchase at the last second today because I forgot my mask. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put that on for you now so you can see how I turned up to the golf course today.
Mm-hmm.
it's a skull face.
You are so... Do you know what you need? You need a hoodie with the flames on it.
I might as well have turned up in a wolf fleece, right? I got there and everyone's rocking around in Pringle jumpers and bloody all sorts of stuff that shouldn't really be worn in public.
So you decided to wear that and slag them off?
Well, I didn't know what was going on. So I turned up. I said, all right, mate, do I have to be a member to go on the driving range? He went, no, here's some balls and give me a little code. And I got them from the machine and I just whacked him. Just whacked him.
How did you do? What club's your favourite?
The big one.
The big one?
Yeah.
Or the number one?
The number one.
The driver?
The driver. AKA One Wood. I went in with that and just hacked away at the balls as hard as I could.
Did you hit any good ones?
I hit about 175 once.
Wow! Lock up your doors. We've got ourselves a stud.
I know,
like the professionals hit like 370.
Yeah. But I was just taking it easy to start off.
Yeah, you don't want to overcook it.
No.
Otherwise, you'll need all that tape that I had on my legs.
Yeah, and then I just started going on with a sand wedge in case I got hungry.
And then, sorry, what was that?
I went with a sand wedge in case I got hungry. and then
season four! We're back, baby! many listeners have we lost?
He's plummeted.
So are you thinking of carrying on with it or not?
Yeah, I'm going to... Now I know that it's only about £2.50 for about 50 balls. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there every night now practicing.
So you know when me and you played chess that time and you took me to the cleaners?
Yeah.
I'm going to destroy you at golf. I'm not going to go easy on you, all right?
Ben's been thinking about that game of chess.
Every day. Every fucking day. Go to bed!
Oh, bad internet connection.
Oh, can't do it. Why's your phone got a crack on the screen?
Fucking chess. Emily's just sat there. Just leave it, Ben. It's just a game. It's not just a game. It's a principle.
You don't understand. Get out of here.
Get out!
I've got a review for you, Matt.
Have you?
It's been a long time.
Shouldn't have left you without a dirt beat to step to.
Oh, sorry. I can't stop. You can't stop, can you? Any time to rap. You were known as Matt the Rapper.
Any opportunity to rap karaoke.
But yeah, so while you've been away, I've not been slacking on my research for the podcast.
Yeah.
I've been watching a fuckload of telly.
Oh, yeah.
Really doing it for the research.
Yeah.
A lot of telly at night. About 10 o'clock, between 10 o'clock and 10 past 10 with the free previews, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But no, Sky Atlantic.
Right.
Bryan Cranston.
Ooh.
Your Honour. Out of five. If I had to give it a score out of five. Yeah. See if you're trying to drag this out any longer. 4.4. Have you watched anything or?
I'm going to be selfless co-host here. I'm going to save my...
Because we're running out of time.
No. Because we can edit some of these stuff, you know, little bits here and there, like your review. We'll go.
When you edit it, Your Honour, 4.4. If you do that and I listen back to that, I'll be howling. And we're at the reviews, Your Honour, 4.4.
What I'd like to talk about actually is I'd just like to put a scenario towards you that I've heard other people put towards somebody.
Right.
And I just want your thoughts on it. In this imagined situation.
Right, so it's not a real situation.
No, of course. Season four is all about just not really caring about what you're saying because
it's not real.
It's not real. Yeah. Yeah. Could you, do you think you could fill in 12-year-olds?
What, beat up 12-year-olds?
If there was 12-year-olds, could you beat...
So I'm judging this off Caleb, my stepson's 12.
Yeah.
And could I beat up 12 of him in one go?
Exactly.
So I'm in a room of 12
Caleb's.
You're
surrounded by 12, and they're surrounded you like...
I'd kick the living shit out of all of them.
How the...
Easy.
Right, so first of all, four of them on each leg. Four on each leg.
Mate, come on.
There's eight.
You're talking to, don't you?
I know, but being funny or anything.
A lot of them would flinch.
I'm not talking like, I'm talking a mixture of, a few of them are quite athletic. You know, the ones, the 12-year-olds that like, they're a bit tall for their age.
12-year-old, first thing you do,
yeah.
If you're going to go about this right and you're going to get the job done, intimidation factor, you're going to intimidate a child. They're a child.
I'm going to go. This is our clip. You're going to intimidate a child.
I'm going to intimidate him.
Right.
I'm going to go in there loud, proud, banging shit. Looking Gary in the eye.
I just thought for those who can't. I just saw in Ben's face. There's sometimes when back in the day, me and Ben used to sometimes like kick off here and there, and I know that face well. It's
a dangerous face.
It's the face where he pulls his lips inwards a little bit, and he's got a good set of teeth, and it's like. And he just did that face to me, and he was going to do it to a 12-year-old.
No, like, 12 of them.
12 of them, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
That makes it all right.
I'm going in loud and proud.
Yeah.
And aggressively looking.
Yeah.
But then by that time, I'd already have kicked into gear.
Yeah.
And I'd have just folded the biggest one early on. And a couple, some of them aren't going to be the same standard of, like, you know, kid.
Yeah.
Some of them are going to be a bit pansy. Some are going to be a bit less habit. But you bang a 12-year-old right in the mouth in front of his mates. They're all going to go, fuck.
See, this is what you rely. You have to rely on the...
I wouldn't even just use my hands. No. I'd go in kicking, just screaming and kicking. And
so here's the scenario, right? This is the scenario I'm going to put to you, right? You shout, right? These are 12-year-olds from Russia, right? Yeah. So they're around, they've been... I don't know, they're from the Balkans or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe they're Afghanistani kids. They don't fear things as the same way as a British kid would in some sort of school, right? So they've come in.
Right.
And four of them were around 12 stone. They're quite big for their age.
Mm-hmm. That's a big 12-year-old.
Yeah, like they're quite hefty.
Yeah.
Well, let's say 10 stone. Right. 10 stone. They've got some weight on them. They're like the McDonald's kids, right? Mm-hmm. Great, McDonald's, they're loving it every single day. Yeah, right. Then you've got,
they're slow.
Yeah.
Slow, overweight, obese.
Yeah, so this is the tactics they're going. I'm the coach for the 12-year-olds. Sorry, we'll do it like this, right? So this is what I've coached them on. This is the tactics. And
you've got the 12-year-olds, and you're going, you know who they're going up against.
I've released them like the monkeys. Yeah.
So how do you, like, what would your tactic for them would be to get around me?
Okay, so this is how I'm doing it, right? So first of all,
But you know me as well.
So I anticipate that you're going to go full-blown push kicks towards each of them as they're coming in. You've got your guard up. You're shouting. You've gone. Your eyes have gone red. You've lost it. You're like, come on in, you little fucking cunt. Right? And you're just shouting. And you're saying, like, the worst swear words you can think of to, like, shock them a little bit.
Right.
You've got yourself ready. And you're stood there. Let me just try and show you on the camera. You're sort of stood there, and I can see you ready. And then you're like, boom, you're gone. Boom, you're gone. Boom, you're gone. Bang, you're gone. You're gone. You've gone in for him.
Now I'm seeing how you're doing it.
Right. But this is the tactic I've gone for. Right. I've said to the fat ends, I said, right, straight on his legs as soon as you can. Right, not his kicking leg, because unfortunately for you, it's Casper, right? You're gonna have to be the bait, right?
Yeah, you're taking one. Strap that helmet on.
He's running, right? And I'm hoping you fell for it and you've gone straight for the push kick. But this is just my tactic, mate. Yeah, right? As you've gone for the push kick, two or three of the fat ones have slid in for your underleg and they've pulled you right under. Now they're gripping on. I've said, look, I don't want you punching, I don't want you kicking, I don't want you anything.
Just
all
hold.
I want is you securing, right? Secure that leg. The other ones, Casper, he's dazed, he's a bit confused, but he's seen the progress the fat ones
are
making.
They won't be dazed, right? They'll be out cold.
Yeah, he's woke up
12
now.
Years old,
he's woke up now, right? So this is only three of them. We're only on three of them, right?
Right. Casper's like on the floor fitting because I've hit him so hard.
Well,
right? The two fat cunts have got hold of my legs. They've gone to 12-6 elbows to the top of the nut. Or I've got a bag of donuts. You've shown me what they look like. So I'd have run in, I'd have thrown a Big Mac over their shoulders, three of them with a turnaround, and I'd have...
You know, while all this is going on, you've been overwhelmed because they've managed to get underneath you, and as they're clinging onto his leg, you're sat there get off my leg, you!
No,
and as they've done
Matt.
It, they've sat on your face.
Right.
The other two fat ones holding you by the neck. And once
we've got to do this for our Instagram. We need to start. If there's 12-year-olds out there,
there's no way if you have 3, 4, maybe 5 12-year-olds just on your head, pinning it to the ground. You can't get the rest of your body.
Let's agree to disagree.
Right.
But let's turn it around then. Could you beat 52-year-olds up?
52-year-olds. Now, I'm wading through them like custard. Honestly, I've walked through a sea of... There's 50 of them in the room.
Yeah.
It's like a play... It's like...
It's like seal clubbing.
It's like baby club. Baby club, yeah. Right. But 50 of them all there.
Yeah.
And I've just... Like wading through custard, booting as I'm going. A few of them are flying around.
Get out of my fucking way! Right. Daddy's home.
Get out of it! Right.
Oh, season 4's been great. I'd like to see if we make season 5.
Oh, I don't think we'll make season 5, are we?
Oh, but it's been a good journey. I've been Ben.
We've had a good run of it. I've been Matt.
Oh Christ! But I think. You know, it's imaginary.
Yeah.
And do you know what? You're allowed You're allowed to imagine that and have a little, have a thought on that, because it'll never, ever fucking happen.
This is my point. We're not...
And people, if you put me in a room with 12-year-olds who want to kick off...
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, they're kids. And I'll leave the room.
Yeah. In the real world...
I'd leave the room.
In the real world, what would happen is we'd say, guys, come on, calm down. Everybody settle down a little bit. This isn't an imagined scenario that you've had on the podcast. This is the real world now. Mm. Please, everybody behave like it would in a classroom.
As soon as one of them fuckers touched me, though,
it's assault and it's self-defense.
Self-defense, no, but you know, it's just a completely made-up scenario, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah, and
what we've done there is for comedic value. We have dissected that and really shown our true colors.
And I hope that in the future, now we've put that little label at the end of that thing,
we don't have to keep saying it.
No. We can just refer to this episode and say, "Look,
what about the time Matt beat up 52-year-olds?" I just want to say thank you, Matt, for taking the time out of your busy schedule today to talk to me and also give the listeners another episode of Lads to Dads. I've been Ben.
And I've been Matt.
Thank you very much for listening, guys. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.